opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Radio talk show about relationships. And with us tonight is our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hi, Lenny.
I thought I was Coco.
You're Coco, host.
Okay.
The most.
Hi.
I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
Good to see you.
I'll let you introduce our guest when we're ready.
I'm going to let Lenny introduce her when we're ready. Because
absolutely. Okay. Well, first of all, I have to say, if you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or if you only have a radio, you can go to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. If you can't call us, you can text Elle herself directly.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger to Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. And we're going to, who's going to tell who the sponsor is tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I am so glad to be back. I have missed you two.
Where have you been?
And I've missed being here.
We've missed you too. We were only gone 1 week, but.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like forever.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it has been forever.
Seems like the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, we have a very special guest tonight, Lenny. So please introduce her because I know she's special to all of us, but.
Very special.
Well, not only is she a special guest, she's our sponsor, too.
Yes.
Yes. Wendy Douglas from Wendy Douglas Insurance. And she is also the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution, who is our sponsor this month on the Ask Elle show. So we're delighted to have Wendy with us tonight.
Welcome,
Hi, Wendy.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be invited. Glad to sponsor.
Awesome.
So we invited Wendy here tonight. Really, it was Lenny's idea, and we're piggybacking off of something that Wendy shared when she called in to talk about the Kindness Revolution. And it just really got us thinking about women and self-esteem and how to connect with your true self and some of the issues that we deal with as women. And she's just really here to share her story and share some insights and allow us to really press in around what she's learned and what she's doing and who she is. So we appreciate it. It's giving us an opportunity to really have a great message for a lot of women that are out there that need role models. And I would say you're a role model.
Yeah, and she is one of the few women that I've met that is truly comfortable in her own skin.
That's it. That's the comment. Comfortable in her own skin.
She likes Wendy, and she and Wendy get along very well.
That's good.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we just want to kind of pick your brain about that a little bit, because I don't think a lot of us women can say we're comfortable in our own skin and what that process is, and have you always felt that way, and how did that happen for you? And so,
Before you do that, can we hear a little bit about what Kindness Revolution is?
That's right. We still need to plug Kindness Revolution.
I think people would like to know what it is.
Yeah.
Besides being kind.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. We missed our first break. So you're here. Tell us about the Kindness Revolution, Wendy.
Well, the Kindness Revolution is a big movement back east. And a couple of years back, I was contacted and asked if I wanted to be the ambassador in the North State. It's not really on the West Coast, and so I didn't do much with it. And recently thought I should do something with it. And we started out with partnering with schools to help with bullying, doing anti-bullying programs and implementing them in the schools. And that's gone over really well, and we're looking to partner with more schools this coming year. So if you're a teacher or anyone affiliated with a school and you'd like to get involved or have us get involved and help you out and do some stuff, get a hold of us at the office, 530-241-5541. We'd love to come see what you got going on and see what we can help the kids with. But the Kindness Revolution, we kind of put a twist on it, and we decided that the greatest need in our community was gas and food. And so we've created a program, a kindness, random act of kindness program, where we go out and we bless the community with 40 $25 gift vouchers at random, can't say where, can't say when. But we do it once a month, and it's been really rewarding, and it feels good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What a great
thing. I understand
thing.
You get sponsors to give you these certificates.
We do. So Lenny here in the studio is the kindness coordinator for us, and she's actually done a fantastic job of putting together their venues all the way through December, and I think we only have just a couple spots left, but we partner with four other sponsors and myself. We each put in $200, which is extremely reasonable. Even smaller business owners or community members even can jump in and take a part in this if they want to. But she's filled our calendar for Shasta County through December, and we've got a Kindness Revolution coming up this month, but we're looking to move to Red Bluff and Butte County, Tehama County and Butte County.
So
the same.
I'm in company with pretty amazing women here tonight.
Likewise.
Well, I am.
Thank
you.
I think you've...
And a really amazing man.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got the cream of the crop right here. And then, of course, we're pretty picky about the men we hang out with. So, Ron...
Oh, you guys, I'm blushing.
You're pretty special.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Now that we know who's our sponsor and what it's about... I was kind of curious to hear about that.
I'm going to launch off to this with the statement that you made, that you're comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And first, have you always been? And if you haven't always been, how did you get there? Because I know there's a lot of gals out there that want to feel comfortable in our own skin. We just want to feel better.
Definitely.
I had a great parents. I had a great foundation. I got to be a kid. They told me there was nothing I couldn't do. There's nothing you can't achieve. There's nothing we won't support you in. If you believe it, we can make it happen, or you can go for it, and we'll stand behind you. So had a great childhood. I'm very grateful for that. Great relationship with both my parents, my mom and my dad. And I feel very fortunate to say that, because I know that a lot of people cannot
say that.
That's the
exception now.
Yeah, it is. So feel blessed for that. Mm-hmm. But I think one of my go-tos all the time is a saying that I tell myself, and it's, no matter where you go, there you are. So it doesn't matter if you're waking up for coffee in the morning, or if you're at work, or if you're going to, I don't know, some new event, you don't know anybody, just wherever you know, no matter where you go, there you are. So you show up. So people, I think, want to run from situations and scenarios and maybe move to another state, but guess what? Look up. No matter where you go, there you are.
Yeah.
So,
very true.
I mean, if you're going and you're taking yourself, then I've always liked myself. We get along, and I've said that too. That's one of my go-to statements.
Love that.
You know, and over the years, I've gone through. I'm in my late 50s, so I've gone through a lot in life. I've been super skinny, and you know, rocked a bikini, and I've been super chunky and kind of sloth down the street and done the thing. But guess what? I'm still me. At the end of the day, I'm still me. It's still Wendy. I'm still there. That's who I am. So that part doesn't change. Your looks could change. We can go through something catastrophic that is forever terminal, and you're still you inside.
Right.
You're still you. And so I think it's how you talk to yourself and the people you surround yourself with. So
that's it.
And I think it's really a gift to allow yourself to be who you are. I'm just learning that it's okay to be me, and to and that I'm okay no matter what. And I'm going to allow myself to be Lenny for once in my life. And I started doing that about 57.
Yeah.
Took me that long.
And you have a very different story from, there's a big contrast here from you and Wendy. And so, you know, you can speak into that as well, in terms of, she had this great foundation. The forms were set. The cement was poured. Nothing was disturbing it. It was solid. The framework could be built up from that. And so you were saying at one time you were skinny, and then another time you were overweight. And so what I want to know is, having that kind of internal congruence where you get along with yourself, that's being totally congruent. What does that feel like? What does that look like? How can we paint a picture of that for somebody that wants to feel that?
Okay, so, well, I've been heavy and skinny and heavy and skinny and heavy, currently heavy, and I'm still okay with me. I still like myself. Mm-hmm. But it's a constant battle. It's self-talk. You know, you've got to work on mm-hmm. yourself daily, just like you do a job or anything else. The most important thing that I've got going as far as self goes, because if I don't bring myself into the other things or the aspects of my life, then I'm only bringing part of the game. And so to be present and to know yourself and to talk yourself through something, yeah, no, would I like all my jeans to be a size 5? Absolutely. Who wouldn't want that? But is that realistic? No, we're all flawed. We all go through life. We all have medical things that impact us or change us. And, I think, too, that we need to realize that there's no guarantees in life, and so everything seems temporary. So this, too, is temporary. It shall pass. Or you can choose to work on yourself, or if you don't want to be overweight, work on not being overweight. Work out. Do some kind of a program where that helps your weight. But, same with, like, hair. You can have long hair. You can have short hair. You're still you. You just have short hair, or you just have long hair. So I think it's just the thought process and self-talk, just telling yourself that you're going to be okay.
Okay, we're going to draw a line under it and come back to that concept, because that's a really important concept to what we're talking about tonight is self-talk. So we're going to take a break.
Short break.
We'll come back.
Be right back.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good evening and welcome back. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. We've just been on a break. We would like to hear from you folks. Our number here is 530-605-4567. If you have a radio, you can catch us on 96.5. Quit making me laugh, Lenny. 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can even go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the green live button and listen to us on your browser, on your phone. Or you can even message or text. Text Ask Elle herself.
707-499-8999.
One more time. I didn't get that.
Go ahead, Lenny.
Lenny, you did.
707-499-8999.
Good job. You paid attention.
She gets too much fun out
okay,
of
so
that.
Okay, so that's our co-host with the most, Coco. Lenny Matthews.
Thank you.
We're back with our guest, Wendy Douglas. And then Ask Al over there. And Liam back in the production booth there.
Meow.
I might as well mention.
Love it.
See, I thought I'd bring you in this time, Liam. I keep forgetting
Thank
about
you.
I keep forgetting about him sitting back there so quietly. So we went on a break. We were talking about Wendy was talking, and
we also to mention sponsor. That Wendy is it's our sponsor this month for the Kindness Revolution. So Wendy, if you want to talk a little bit more about that and what it is we do
We spread kindness and we ask that people are kind, and I think the world could use a lot more kindness.
Absolutely.
And every month we have four other sponsors that join us, and so I'd like to highlight this month's sponsors for July. I really appreciate their input and looking forward to going to the event with them. And we have myself and, of course, SJ Denim, Woody's Brewery, Lend with Jen Wagner, and Lifestyle Reading with Kelly and Kristen on board. So excited to hang out with them, and can't say where, can't say when. But when we do, can't wait to hang out with them and spread some kindness. So,
what a great idea. And I want to share, piggybacking on, I'm using that word a lot tonight, piggybacking. We got a text in from a listener, not from California, this listener's out of state, and says that our guest, which is you, Wendy, and Lenny, the talk last week, inspired him to give five $10 gas cards out at a local gas station.
That's awesome.
The Kindness Revolution, and this is across the country, inspired him to give. So what a great thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's kind of cool that we can reach out to people.
It's a movement. We're trying to start a movement. It's time to go back to being kind.
I just remember going through a coffee station, what do you call them? Drive-through. Coffee shop, and getting up to the window, and somebody said, "Oh, the person in front of you paid for your coffee." I'm about choked. I was just like, touched by that. So it taught me, it modeled for me about that kind of anonymous giving. Right. There's no way to thank that person. So.
Well, yeah, and you know, you don't always just think about something like that, so it's nice to hear somebody do it, and then you can steal that idea.
Yeah, or let it remind you.
Let it remind you,
to be nice.
To be nice.
So we're going to get back to our topic, which is self-esteem, or really it was about being comfortable in your own skin, which for women is a challenge. And so when you are a woman that's comfortable in your own skin, what a gift to be able to model that for other women, show up in their life, demonstrate what that's like, and, kind of pave a path for them. And so Lenny, I'm going to put you on the spotlight, because your journey, we heard from Wendy, and Wendy's journey, what a phenomenal situation you came out of. And I'm sure you understand, Wendy, the gift that you were given.
Absolutely.
And you came through. So having this idea about yourself and this belief in yourself, and really nailing that this is a thought process, how you think of yourself, that's a belief system that you have about yourself. You were given that, and that was reinforced, and you were able to live into that. Lenny, putting you on the spot, because you're here, your situation was different. So there are a lot of people listening that might be saying, like me, would be saying, okay, but I didn't have that growing up. I had no support, abuse, abandonment, neglect. Mm-hmm. Felt like I was felt unwanted, and so that creates an inability to really make those connections that validate who you are. So now you said something that was now in your 50s, you've come to that place where you are you like yourself.
Finally.
Yeah. So I want to hear from you how that process looked for you and what you can share with women that are out there how do we do this? And then later on in the show, if we have time, I'm going to share some tools for that.
Well, my growing up was the all-American dream until I was probably 8, and my father left, and left the state. So he was there one moment and gone the next. So my mother was a homemaker. This is back in the 50s and early 60s. So she had to go to work. So all of a sudden I'm taking care of my little sister and cleaning the house when I get home and so on and so forth. And it was a huge overnight thing to have to grow up like that. So going further in my life, there are huge abandonment issues, which I didn't even know I had. You know, when you're young, you don't identify with that. So then I also, and I think the reason that I was so insecure was because I felt unloved or not worthy of love. Hence the bullying, the teasing all through school, all through my career.
That's a huge thing to overcome.
Felt like, if you remember, I felt like I was in the top 2 percentile in my career, and I just felt like every day it was luck. None of it was anything that I was any good at. Fast forward finally to 57, and I finally started to realize that I'm okay. I went through a lot of therapy throughout my life, mm-hmm. off and on, mm-hmm. and it really helped me mm-hmm. with so many things, but I just started hanging with different people, people that actually loved me for who I was. Met Wendy, met you, Ron, so many different people in my autumn mm-hmm. years that I just started figuring out that, hey, it really doesn't matter who accepts you and who likes you. What about how you feel about you?
That's right.
And I just, when I retired, I got to give back. I got to do, work that I wasn't paid for. And I got to do the Kindness Revolution, and I'm on the board with New Life Discovery, and I'm on the radio with you folks, and I just started doing random acts of kindness and giving in, to nonprofits.
Yeah, you're an incredible giver, Lenny.
And so, so it was like, ta-da. Hey, I am okay. Hey,
yeah,
I do have a good heart. And I kind of like who I am now, finally. So I hope I get to stick around long enough.
We like
to kinda,
who you are as well.
I hope I get to stick around long enough to enjoy this, because I'm 6. How old am I, Ron?
You just turned 67
that's
the other day.
Right. Yeah, I forget.
And she's
it's
a
part
hottie.
Of the
that's,
aging
that's
thing.
Part, yeah,
that's, she's a hottie.
That's what happens when you get another year
well,
older.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. So you had to have done some, and we'll get into the frameworks, the mental frameworks that have to shift around
Definitely.
The way you view yourself and the way you talk to yourself. Because the mind responds to the words we say to ourselves and the images that we make, and it will follow that, that pathway. So at some point, you had to have learned how to start having a different discussion with yourself and begin to create different beliefs about yourself. And so, are you able to talk about what that process looked like?
I will say that it was a life-altering moment where I'd lost my mom. My fiance left me at the altar, basically. We were to be married in 3 months. And I was self-medicating. So I did something about it. And once I decided I could do anything, grief, sorrow, depression, on my own, and didn't have to self-medicate, my whole life changed, because it made me realize I'm okay. I don't have to do this. I have so much life to live and to give that I just moved forward. It was like somebody pulled a cloak off my head. It was like, boom, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I have never had so much joy in my life. I'm just full of joy.
You are. Yes, you're living it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm obnoxious. I'm so happy.
Yeah, obnoxiously
all the time.
Funny.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a break time.
We're
going
to draw a line under it. Yeah, and take a break, and we'll
be right back.
Pick this up when we come back.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Welcome back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Talk Show with you.
And this is L.
And this, oh, that's L. It said hi. And that, we also have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Coco.
Mademoiselle. I'm sorry, Coco. Nice to have you here.
Thank you
and
so much.
And you too, L.
Thank you.
We
I appreciate that. It's nice to have you too.
Oh, yeah.
And Wendy.
It is.
And Liam.
Oh, yes. Don't forget Liam back in the booth.
Ron.
Liam. It's her show.
Oh, it's her show.
Yeah. Nice to have her here. It's her show.
Oh, crying out loud.
I think that he just did a Freudian slip.
Oops.
This is the Ron Lim show.
This is my show. And we have our nice sponsor, Wendy Douglas, with us tonight. We have a call right now, but we would like everybody else to call in, who, at our number, 530-605-4567. You can listen to us on the radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Or you can go to your browser or on your phone, go to kcnr1460.com. And, or you can, if you want, you can text even Elle herself at
707-499-8999. Wait, where was my echo?
8999.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can even message any one of us on Messenger, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim.
Sounds a little anemic in the background.
And our sponsor, again, is Wendy Douglas with Kindness Revolution. And would you tell us a little bit about the Kindness Revolution, Wendy?
Yeah, so I feel really grateful to be able to be the ambassador for the North State for the Kindness Revolution and just be able to get together and spread kindness. Definitely need more of it in our world. I know I could use some kindness. I love how it makes me feel when we do anything kind, complimenting people, and if it's a genuine compliment. And what we do is genuine, and it's really easy to talk about or to go do because it's honest. It just feels good. I mean, I don't know of anybody that has not liked an act of kindness. So at this point, we've done really good things for people, and it feels good. And we've had people that have joined us and our sponsors every month that come together. And, again, it could be businesses that sponsor. It could be community members that sponsor, small businesses, big businesses. Everybody can get involved. The caller that called or the text that you got that from the fellow that's out spreading kindness back east because of, you know, being inspired by this show. I mean, I encourage everybody to just go out and spread kindness. So that's
absolutely
what the kindness
right.
Radio
right.
Show
we
is.
Yeah, setting such a good example, Wendy. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. And Michael, are you there?
Hi, Michael.
I am here. How is everybody?
Hey,
hi, Michael. Our faithful, loyal listener.
How are you?
Yes, it is me.
To die.
What's on your mind?
So to take Elle's word, I want to piggyback off of what you were saying about self-talk and self-love. So I've always struggled with insecurities and just not being secure in who I am. And one thing that's really helped me, in my 30s is I look in the mirror and I tell myself three things physically that I like about myself and then three things that I do that I like about myself. And I try and pick three different things every day. And it's really shown me the beautiful person that I am and what I have to give the world.
Wow.
Nice. You know, that's an incredible shift, Michael. I mean, that's powerful.
Very.
Especially because a lot of us argue with ourselves. Oh, I'm a good person. No, you're not. So for you to be able to push through that and take that in and internalize it so that it's becoming you and making a change, you know, I'm really glad you shared that because that's a lot of, if we have time to get to some of the frameworks of changing our thinking that can change the way that we feel and believe and behave.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you
so
for
much.
Listening every week.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
So I'm going to put you on the spot again, Wendy, because you said something over the break and you expounded on it and I really liked the way you expounded on it. And that was, who you surround yourself with. So I want you to talk about that because you can do it better than I can try to paraphrase you.
All right. So, yeah, it is really important to surround yourself with the right people, people who care about you, who uplift you, who guide you, who tell you if you're messing up. I mean, those are really important people in your life. Even when it comes to, like, work, your coworkers, your boss, other people who you work with daily, you're around them daily. I have over the years picked in a few of the ones that I work with because they really resonate with me as far as building me up, you know, or helping me out or assisting me or not just giving me just vague compliments, but actually telling me that there's things that I've done that are inspiring to them. But you should surround yourself with really good people. I think that also falls into what you put into your mind and your self-talk and your body.
Yes.
I have always been, and you can ask anyone who's known me for any length of time, it's good in, good out. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of horror. I don't read a lot of trash. I don't do a lot of the news. Anything that's good or wholesome, really like music, do a lot of good music. It's uplifting. But I honestly feel that what you put into your mind, it'll either help or hinder whatever you've got going on. So, it's important to surround yourself with the right people. I mean, you can't always pick your family. You can't always pick your friend. But you can choose to limit your amount of time you spend with them and spend more time with those people who you're more attracted to as far as being around and being uplifted.
Yeah, exactly, and positive.
And those people, I'll share a little bit of just a tiny bit about my story because when I was a teenager and I felt like I didn't know how to talk to people and I felt like there were just so many social graces or social skills that I didn't have because they weren't modeled for me in my home. I came from a home where I felt abandoned, unwanted. Now, whether or not I was, this is how it lived inside of me. My interpretation of the events in my home was that I wasn't wanted, and my interpretation of the events of school, because of a learning disability, I had auditory processing disorder. So the way I interpreted how I was treated was that I was dumb and it was just better if I stayed out of everybody's way. So I really didn't, as I started entering my teen years, notice other people had social skills. And I noticed, painfully was aware that I was lacking social skills and believed that I was stupid. So I don't know how I got this idea. Nobody gave it to me, but I just remember watching people and thinking, what is it that they have that I don't? And then I thought, I'm just going to do what they do. Whatever they do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to observe. Yeah, and I felt like a fraud doing it, but I needed a model for it.
Right.
And that technique has served me well. So when I did not know how to be honest or truthful, and when I say I used to say, I don't tell lies, I live lies. I don't know how to be honest about who I am. I don't even know who I am. So I would start to watch people who had this ability to be incredibly honest and express about their true feelings. So just going back to what you're saying, even if you it may be uncomfortable for you to surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good people. They're models for you. And imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah. Very
so
true.
You can imitate people. They'll be flattered by it. Or you can even say, I don't know how to do this. You know how to do this. I want to watch you. I want to learn from you. Most people are going to respond really well to that.
Favorably, yeah.
Yeah. So how are we doing? We're doing good on time.
So
yes.
I've got one
thank you
question.
Yes.
Ron, I am very curious, since you are Chinese, what, and I know that your family lived with some of the old traditions.
A lot of them.
What?
Really old traditions.
What would you say your childhood was like compared to us American girls? You know what I mean? I mean, you had, what, three sisters?
I have three sisters.
And then there's you, little Annie.
Yeah.
But you seem to be really well-rounded and balanced, and I was just wondering if that's because the Chinese really, really hold the male baby up.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
For sure.
So you were spoiled rotten, basically.
Oh, no, I wasn't spoiled. I had to work like everybody else. my sister says I was, but I don't feel like I was. I had to work since I was like 6 years old in the restaurant. So
wow.
But, yeah, they, you know, the boy is king, just like my son was the king of grandsons, Sean. And we, you know, because I was working all the time, we never had any, there's no drinking or no arguments, no fighting, nothing with our parents. And so I think, like, you know, Wendy was saying, the childhood was great, except for the working, but that was good for us too.
Sure.
And
you had the stress of working, but not the distress of dysfunction.
Yeah, I had no.
So you got to learn skills.
Yeah.
You got to learn to push through stress.
And so I'm sitting here listening to you guys, you know, and Michael, I'm like, I'm trying to remember when I had to do self-talk. Honestly, I don't know that I've ever been doubting myself, I guess is what I'm thinking. I don't remember, but.
What I noticed about you, Ron, is you are kind to yourself and you're kind to other people.
Yeah.
You're not critical.
No.
You're not judgmental. And you kind of put everybody on an even plane. I've never heard you speak poorly of maybe when you got windows smashed out.
Yeah.
But
that one.
Yeah, you know, I for the most part you don't speak poorly of people and there's no criticalness in you. And so people feel safe being around you and
exactly. He's one of the ones that I decided to have in my life, just like you, Elle and Wendy, and you're my positive, mm-hmm. you're part of my change in my life. It's positive, good people.
And here's the thing about what, you know, Wendy's saying, who you surround yourself with. It doesn't always mean that those people are, everything is okay and perfect in their life.
No.
If you can even trust that person to speak honestly with you. And Lenny and I have that agreement. We are allowed to express our fears, express our concerns, express our hurt. And we know it's safe and we know we're not going to take it personal and right. it's not going to get crooked.
That's right. That's right.
That's important.
Yes.
That's really
valuable.
Important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To me, people that can be completely honest and express their feelings all the time. Elle, you were talking about that there's some people that you know that are just able to just speak truth all the time, and it
yes.
just comes so easily. Those are the people I trust.
Yes.
Because you always know where you stand.
It's integrity.
Absolutely.
It looks like integrity, and then we feel safe.
I love
that space.
I love that.
Unless you have some things that you have to deal with, if you were criticized a lot as a mm-hmm. child or rejected or you weren't successful at making, I mean, one of our basic human needs is love and connection.
Yeah.
That's right. That's second to survival. So if you were unsuccessful at making those connections and feeling, you know, that you were loved and supported, then you are going to begin to get crooked in your head. It causes anxiety and distress, and then you start to take on beliefs about yourself, the distorted thinking, which we're going to get into after the break, because I think it's time to take – oh, it's past time.
Time for a break.
Well, we may or may not get there, but we'll be back.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Good evening and welcome back. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. I see you over there. We also have our co-host with the most cocoa, Lenny Matthews.
You have the most cocoa.
I saw you staring at
me. I love my cocos.
We have our guest, Wendy Douglas, with us also. Welcome.
Thank you.
Our phone number here, we'd like to hear from you, is 530-605-4567. You can go to kcnr1460.com and click the green life button. You can text L if you'd like at
707-499-8999.
And Thank you very much.
I hear an
echo in this place.
She gets so much pleasure out of that.
I hear an echo in here. But, yes, yeah, seriously, our sponsor this month is Wendy Douglas, right here, our guest, with the Kindness Revolution. And since she's right here, I'm going to ask her to tell us just a quick minute, a little bit about the Kindness Revolution.
All right, yeah. So I'm the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution here in the North State. Glad to bring it. Glad to be real grateful to be able to bless people with kindness. Trying to make it get a buzz going and get other people on board. And it sounds like I see some things happening in that direction where people are out just randomly spreading kindness. We all need more of that. I'd like to thank our sponsors for this month. For July, our sponsors are SJ Denim, Woody's Brewery, Lend with Jen, and Lifestyle Reading with Kelly and Kristen. So I'm really looking forward to hanging out with them on our Random Act of Kindness Day and blessing people.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to really quick, I want to throw this in. I was talking to Wendy. We were talking about Lynn's and Wendy and how she and I are kind of connected because her mom worked for us for 22 years at Lynn's Cafe.
Yes, she did.
Small world.
How about that?
Wow.
Was she wasn't there during the closing. She's
No.
Okay.
No, my mom passed away in 97.
Oh,
so yeah, but she worked there right up until then.
I'm sorry.
No.
She was around when I was a little kid.
Yes, when I was a little kid.
So we're both little kids. So, yeah, we have some history here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's way cool.
Where are we?
Yeah.
Where were we?
So I'm going to kind of just tie it up here a little bit because we're at the end of the show, close to the end of the show.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, when you are struggling with the sense of, well, we call it self-esteem, but what is self-esteem? I mean, really, it's a lack of esteeming yourself. Well, what does that mean? What it means is that, just to generalize it, it means that you are moving through life with a general feeling that you are not enough.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you are not enough, then the people in your life who were the professionals, the parents, the aunts, the uncles, the brothers, the sisters, the classmates, the coaches, whoever the significant people were in your life, they gave you the message that you're not enough. Whatever you're doing isn't enough. And you begin to feel, you begin to internalize that as a child. You do not hold the adults in your life accountable. You can't possibly think that they're the ones that are wrong. And so you internalize that as you're the one that is messed up. Something's wrong with you. You're not lovable. You're not going to be pretty enough. You're not going to be smart enough. You're not going to be whatever it is, fill in the blank. You're not enough. And that's devastating. That creates depression. That creates anxiety. That creates isolation and all kinds of mental health issues.
Fear of failure.
We want, yes, and we're just, all of us are wanting to have we want to have a better human experience. We want to feel better. And so what I want to share is that the behaviors that we do, the thoughts that we have, the pictures that we make about ourselves, they're serving a purpose. We can say, oh, you know, I'm down on myself. But it's serving a purpose. There's something in there that's trying to protect you from more pain because the mind wants to move you away from pain to feel some sort of relief. But if it's not serving you well, here, I'm just going to, you know, throw out some tools. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
So here are some tools that if you have to be able to, you're going to feel it in your body. If you feel anxiety or you're feeling fear or something, you're feeling resistance to something, you're going to feel, your body's going to feel the stress. And if you're able to be able, if you're able to take that feeling that you're having in your body and ask yourself, what thought did I just have prior to that? So a big part of it is notice what your thought is. Notice it and name it. And I like this, for me, this simplified it. You're mad, you're sad, you're glad, you're scared, or you're a combination of those. It's real easy. Am I mad? Name it. Think of what you're feeling and then name it. And then once you've named it, I don't want to go to lunch with these people because you know, they're going to think I'm a loser. So there I've named it. I feel scared. So I'm just going to call that scared. I feel scared. I'm not going to be enough. I'm not going to fit in. I'm going to look like a loser. I'm not as good as them. I don't drive a nice car. Whatever it is. And then you take that thinking and then change the thinking. See what it feels like to change the thinking.
Purposely change it.
Change the narrative. So I am enough. And your mind's going to play with you. It's going to go, no, you're not. But I always tell people, Liam.
I'm interjecting. The funny thing with insecurity is it's super, super challenging to admit that you're feeling insecure because you're insecure. And like the idea culturally is that like insecurity is equals like weakness, right? So you don't want to admit to yourself that you're weak, so you won't even go about solving the problem because like that is admitting that you're like weak.
And for a man, that looks like failure, which is the worst thing you want to feel as a man.
Correct.
Men don't want to feel like failures. You're expected to win. You play to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good point, Liam, and I'm glad you brought that up. So the whole concept of trying to grab a hold of that thought process and can you name it and can you check for the distortion? Well, what am I really thinking, Liam? I mean, if you're feeling insecure, what is that insecurity that you're feeling? What is the thought process you're having about yourself in that moment? What does that look like? Does it look like, you know what? I'm just going to fail at this. So I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to be any good at it. I'm not even going to try. So trying to flip that script to maybe I would be good at it. Maybe I can have some success. Maybe I'll make mistakes. But making a mistake doesn't make me a failure. So just changing the wording around it. Some of the other things that you can do is I ask myself sometimes, because I struggle with these. I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one in this room that does, but I have to ask myself, is what I'm thinking true? Is it true? I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling awful. I made a mistake. And I made a mistake the other day at work. And my first thought was, oh, my gosh, I don't even want to come into work. I made this huge mistake. And then I thought, wait a minute. It was a mistake. I made a mistake.
You're human.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Humans make mistakes.
Yep.
So it's that thinking of all bad or all good. Oh, if I made a mistake, it's all bad. It's black and white thinking. If I made a mistake, if I don't make mistakes, I'm all good. Therefore, I can't make a mistake because if I make a mistake, I'm all bad.
That's a lot of pressure.
Catching, right. And where do we get these distortions? Who knows? But we get these distortions in our thinking as a result of whatever messages we grew up receiving.
Comes from Facebook.
And that's a big one. And you bring up a really good point. Yeah. We talked about this before the show, which is social media has become a plague.
Huge pressure.
I was going to say to young people, but to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Because in a attempt to feel loved and accepted or to be accepted and be for women. We want to be connected. So we do that by trying to look good enough to be wanted. We put this pressure, this fault.
Well, everybody's trying to look really good on there.
Yeah.
And so I can't look like that.
And all all the stuff they put on Facebook is the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, and they're having so much fun.
And
that makes a lot of people
the perfect
insecure.
Family photos, the picture. They don't put in the stuff that nobody else wants to see. Like
They just screamed at their husband or screamed at their kids or, you know, had a horrible moment right before that photo.
What's the solution? Ignore all those things?
You know, I like what Wendy said, and she unplugs because she's surrounding herself, and I love it.
Good
garbage
in, good
in garbage out.
Yeah.
Good in, good out. It's hard to unplug because social media gives us a sense of connection in a very disconnected world that we're in. We're isolated. We're lonely. We're insulated. We're not connecting on a human level. And social media gives people that opportunity to feel like they're having a human experience with other people. But in that process, it looks like, oh, everybody's life is better than mine. I'm a loser.
So be aware.
Everybody's life is better than mine. I'm a loser. But are you really a loser?
So just be aware that this is happening with Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So...
That's it. Okay. That's the end of our show. Thank you for joining us. We never have enough time.
Be positive. Positive self-talk. Love you all. See you next
week.
Spread
kindness.
Bye.
All right.
Absolutely.
KCNR.